Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Look at what's happening right now. House Republicans are attacking Senate Republicans. Senate Republicans are calling House Republicans silly and immature. The leadership situation is in chaos. Marjorie Taylor Greene is fighting with Lauren Boebert. And George Santos appears to be starring in the sequel to Catch Me If You Can. And it's not even January 3rd. The circus has already come to town. Chaos, crisis, confusion, and craziness.
Happy New Year.
Versus Democrats who deliver for the American people.
Happy 2023. We're here because we didn't fly Southwest. No, nobody flew Southwest. Southwest didn't fly. Oh, my God. I was at the airport. Brett couldn't go to the airport because his airline had the decency to cancel the flights. Okay. Southwest decided to just tell people, oh, it's just delayed. It'll be delayed, delayed, delayed. So people went to the airport. People checked their bags only to find out it wasn't really delayed. It was 2,500 canceled flights. Wow. That was really something. But we're here. We're here because Brett couldn't go home. He couldn't go home at all for Christmas, which really sucked for his mother.
My mom cried. We got on the phone at 5:30 getting ready to get me on a flight.
5:30 a.m.
Yeah. Canceled. Tell everybody in Syracuse, Baldwinsville, love you guys. I'll see you soon, Mom. I'm sorry. I'll see you soon.
Sorry, Brett's mom. Sorry. It was a nightmare. It was, to see my mom, I just had to drive, 3 miles down the road to the assisted living. You know, that was okay. And we did go on vacation, but we stayed south is what we did. You know, so we left from Fort Lauderdale and we went to Jamaica. Never again. I will never go to Jamaica again. Just saying, if you're Jamaican, apologies. But the people from Jamaica who actually confessed to me that there is a theory that says that, listen, Santa is black in Jamaica and Jesus is black in Jamaica. And they confessed to me that they think that the Jews literally stole Jesus from them. And that I said, listen, I can't give you black Santa. Okay, I can't. Santa is from the North Pole. That just makes no freaking sense that Santa is a black man. Okay, I can't go there. I can't do it. But I'll give you Jesus is black, but he is a Jew. No, he's not a Jew. He's Nigerian. Wow. And the steel drums have become kryptonite to gay people now. It's unbelievable. They don't like the gays either. I don't know what's going on there, but yeah, man, to you. I'm never going back. I mean, it was beautiful. The Caribbean's gorgeous. The water is clear. The beaches are sandy and white. That's about the only thing that's white. I travel all over the place. I meet a lot of different people from a lot of different cultures. This woman, I'll give you her name was Clovia, told me how Jews really suck is what it is. And then finally, about 45 minutes into the conversation, I confessed to her. I said, Clovia, I don't want you to be upset. We're on vacation. She's Jamaican, from Jamaica, but she lived in New York. I said, Clovia, I don't want you to be upset. I don't want you to regret anything you just said. I don't want you to regret the conversation you just had with me, but I'm a Jew. I'm a Jew, okay? I am. And wow, you would, the blood drained out of her face. I mean, she was whiter than me at that point. And, I said to her, listen, Jews are stealthy, okay? We're like Russian subs, okay? You can't spot us. We're very stealthy. But you, on the other hand, I know you're black and everyone knows you're black. So I feel bad for you. That's kind of how the vacation went. So there was that. I did read. I read a lot. I did not read the January 6th report, which is, apparently what you would want me to do. I read instead the seven husbands of Sylvia Hugo, which is like a 600-page novel, it was trash and it was great and I loved it. I laid on the beach. I didn't drink because there's no light beer, apparently, in Jamaica. And there's no diet ting in Jamaica. There's no diet soda in Jamaica. So scratch that effort, I don't know. But I'm watching, I was going back and I'm watching, you know, like all the people, you know, at the airport, just, you know, feeling like, you know, they were the smart ones because they stayed south. And like the airlines, I'll just say the legitimate airlines, like the United's and even Allegiant, which was, you know, small, a regional, they all canceled their flights, okay? They canceled so people wouldn't go to the freaking airport. And that's what you're supposed to do if you know you can't find a crew, if you know you can't find, you know, a pilot. You know, you would think that they would cancel their flight, but Southwest refused to cancel their flight. So people are literally camping out in the airports. I mean, they are like, it's like a tent city, you know. There were pilots sleeping on their luggage. It was the sad. But, you know, United was empty and, you know, American was empty. There was no one there because they canceled their flights out of consideration for their customers, right? Southwest did not. And it was just like, I don't know. So my New Year's resolution is this. Let's look at the House of Representatives like it's Southwest Airlines this year, because it's going to be complete and utter. I would call it a clown show. I mean, you know, that's Hakeem Jeffries in the opening little clip there, who is telling you the circus has come to town. You know, I would say that was true, except in the clown car, they don't fight with each other. The clowns aren't trying to stab the other clowns in the clown car. And that is what is going to happen in the House of Representatives. Tomorrow is really the big day, right? Tomorrow is. Today, everybody seems to still be on vacation. I don't know. Maybe they all flew Southwest. They can't get to work. Our parking lot here at the OK Corral, empty. I mean, usually I have to, you know, sit and wait for a parking space or, you know, go down the road and then walk and tell myself, oh, I'm getting my steps. What is that now? Everybody, did you get your steps? You know how many steps I get in a day? Like maybe 200. Okay. It's bizarre and it's painful and I'm admitting. But you know what I did get? You know what I did get, everybody? Are you ready for this? This is so exciting. This was the best New Year's present you could ever get. I got Medicare. Yeah, I don't have to pay for, you know, my Blue Cross Blue Shield policy anymore. I don't have to pay for, you know, Florida Blue, my $1,400 Obamacare premium anymore. I now have the Medicare. I think it's like $206 a month. Oh, my God. What will I do with all my cash? Like, I'll buy Loretta, you know, new pajamas or something. But, yeah, 2020 is here. I got my Medicare card. I am so completely excited. The House is going to try and get seated tomorrow. I don't even know if you know about this guy, George Santos. The story started unfolding during the Christmas holidays, right? This guy, George Santos, who won a seat in Long Island by lying about we never heard of George Santos. We didn't know a thing about George Santos. And I'll tell you what, right now, we still don't know anything. I don't even know if his name is George. I don't even know if his name is Santos. I don't even know if he's a Republican. Oh, let me tell you something. The Republicans are going to start to use this as an excuse. So this guy, George Santos, won an election on Long Island. It's one of those four seats that flipped from Democrat to Republican. Oh, you're going to be so pleased that you did this, Long Island. And they elected this liar, this sack of crap, this phony baloney, this, you know, disingenuous, like, you know, nutbag who lies about everything, including his heritage. He says he's Jewish. But then he goes back, you know, they found out he's not Jewish. He's Brazilian. His peeps, his family have lived in Brazil since the 1800s. Since the 1800s. Okay, his mother was born in Brazil. His grandparents were born in Brazil. He's Brazilian. Okay, he decided to lie to the people on Long Island to get their votes and characterize himself as a Ukrainian Holocaust survivor, a grandson of Ukrainian Holocaust survivors, and then had the nerve to, when he was caught, you know, being Brazilian since the 1800s, he said, oh, I didn't say I was Jewish. I said I was Jew-ish. Oh my God! Then he lied about you know, where he never graduated high school. He got a GED. Said he went to a prep school, an elite prep school. Horace Mann never went there. Said he graduated Baruch College. Never graduated college. Never attended college. Oh my God!